have to pass, and then maybe the restaurant is tied to whether or not that happens. Is that correct?
That's why we brought this as two phases, because if we have a lot of pushback on phase two with what we're proposing, which is 8 units split into 2 fourplexes, and just again what Scott is saying is that there's actually multiple lots that sets on phase two. And technically they could go up there and build 3 or 4 units as it sets now. And that kind of negates some of the
but the concerns I hear from the planning is the resale and having to come back for CUP and the board might change. It was protected.
I'm thinking about down the road.
But I mean, that you would rezone that part to
the risk, which the risk today is they have a sales issue. As long as the real estate community lets people know buying, that when they go to sell it, they can't without coming.
Well, when can we talk about the change of the zoning ordinance to change that CUP? I mean, I understand how that evolved. There was a movement to essentially...
Well, you could apply tomorrow to rezone that upper part.
I'm talking about just putting a multifamily or a unit in a C2 zone requires a CUP. And that's a little extreme, frankly, and it's extreme to carry that CUP to build that with a CUP is one thing, but to carry that on and require all transition of property a CUP is extreme, and it really is a burden on any future owner, but it's one that the current owner is willing to take on today. But we brought this in two phases, both require a CUP, so if you see some reason, I don't think design is a reason, I don't think density is a reason. Traffic, I believe, is certainly county and state problems, but this is a 50-year-old project that functioned there a long time on that curve, and it worked out. So,
it's a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
And we are, just to address the parking areas, we intend to completely upgrade the parking with decorative fencing around the side that the R zone is on. Landscaping per county requirements, and resurfaced and new retaining wall, et cetera, so we intend to, obviously they're putting a first class establishment here and they intend to upgrade the parking to be equal.
In the plans at this time, by the you guys as the builders, what's your time differential between phase one and phase two? In other words, what do you see? How far apart are they?
If it's fully approved as presented, they would start immediately on both phases. But there, you know, the sequence would be the restaurant would be a priority to get it approved, going, all the drawings, et cetera. And then phase two could start simultaneous, would be the consideration.
Okay. Yeah, I just wondered.
Not a lot of lag between them.
What you were thinking on that.
They would be fairly simultaneous. The intent of the phases is that if, you know, we have obstacles here that we can't seem to get past, then we'd like to see phase one CUP approved, sure. And we'll move on with that and bring phase two back with maybe some corrections. I'm not real sure from what I've heard here what corrections we would make, because we believe it to be a first-class design. We believe it to be a first-class site and would be sold as first-class.
I'm sure you've done some, you know, cost studies and marketability.
Yes.
What would you plan? What's your projected cost on these units?
Well, we haven't got to the cost of the units. First off,
the retail sale. What are you thinking?
I understand. It would be certainly, and I don't know your market here in terms of per square foot cost for some in that area, but it would exceed certainly everything up in that area on a per square foot basis. But we don't have a target number on those units yet.
Okay.
Kind of answer your question too, Tom. If it was approved, they could always seek to come through for R3 sometime in the future for the availability.
Yeah, I think it's
and that would be
that option.
That would be strong on their agenda, I assure you, to minimize the discomfort of a future CUP sale.
Yeah, I was thinking that they could come back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we pass it, they can go to work.
I would say this, when I read your ordinances, and we started this project, I actually contacted these guys at the planning and zoning, and just to confirm that that was what's required, the CUP is required from there on sales, and was a little surprised to find out that is the way it is. We would approach the rezone very quickly if that is open in potential. Yeah. Because obviously future sales and sales would be impacted by that.
Scott, just to confirm, I'm on the same track Tom is. There's no commercial zoning that allows restaurants?
C2.
This is totally backwards because every other meeting we have, we're against changing zoning. But this is one of those cases where if we did R3 and a C2, it's done. And that protects everybody. That's just my thought.
No,
I have no problem with the project.
Fully agree.
I have no problem with the project, but it just feels like the zoning is a more efficient use of everybody's time.
What he just said, though, is we could go ahead and pass it, the whole thing, if we wanted to, if that's what the board wants to do, and then they could come back and try to change the zoning for phase two to get it where it makes sense.
And even phase one, they go from C1 to C2, and mm-hmm. that would protect the restaurant out of the CUP to a zoning.
Right. That's.
They could come back through for that part.
To me, that just seems like.
Which makes sense because if you use on that C2 now and something happens, now there's a C2 parcel there.
Exactly.
Otherwise, if the restaurant's built, then the zoning to the C2 fits the restaurant, then you're not as liable so much in the future to have all those uses permitted by right.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Be a good way to restrict it, wouldn't it?
That's helpful.
We caught up? Okay, I think we're ready for a vote.
I guess I would make a motion.
You've already got to speak, sir. I'm sorry. One shot.
I would make a motion.
The CDP, I don't understand.
CUP? Tony, do you want to explain the conditional use, or do you want me to come and jump on this?
You can, Scott. That's fine.
The CUP, conditional use or special use permits are issued in zoning districts to where you don't want to change the zoning. So it's in a use that could happen in a certain zoning district that you have to know the plan. It's their plan, it's specific, it's gonna say 8 units, it's gonna say restaurant. If they change that C1 to C2, which would allow the restaurant, you could then go to Walmart at that location, per our zoning regs. So CUP to protect areas, so it would maybe allow a use in this area, but over there with the same zoning in another area, that CUP might not fit in that location. So,
what's the
conditional
change,
use permit?
Conditional change on this, on the housing part of it. I'm not worried about the restaurant.
It's that it only follows one owner.
It just follows one owner, but they would have an option for the housing part to rezone to R3, which is a lesser zoning layer than the C1.
Which would affect how?
It wouldn't allow any commercial building to be done on that R3 zoning layer, but the R3 would fit the structures they're wanting to build. If those fourplexes were built there, and they went to R3, now anybody that purchases that, they wouldn't have to come back through for a CUP.
Was that eightplex considered a commercial
building? No, unless they use it commercially. Like a nightly rental or B&B or...
It's being proposed as residential, not commercial.
Yeah, just residential is what they're asking.
And the nightly rental is not a part of
that? Nope, that's a use that's not being asked for.
No, there's not going to be any nightly rentals in there.
That's why we implemented CPUs in residential subdivisions. Yeah. That's why we came up with the term CPU.
If you change the zoning on a particular location, there's a lot of things allowed within that zoning. But if they get it on a CUP, that restaurant's the only thing they can do there. That's all.
And if they sell it.
And if they sell it, the next guy's got to come in and get a permit for that conditional use.
And that's the whole problem with this.
That's what we're talking about. If this 8 units gets approved, and he sells it to Bob. Bob's happy, and Bob wants to sell it to Tom. Tom's going to come down to get a conditional use permit for that, because that is not a by right use for that zoning.
And hope he gets it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve both phases, C and B, and I'll just add this myself in hopes that they come right back and try to rework the zoning down there, phase two. But get them going. I love the project. The restaurant is an icon, and I am convinced that what they're going to do.
Got a motion on the floor. Does anyone care?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I always talk too much at the meetings. I would be inclined to vote on them separately, but that's not the case. So if we're going to vote on both of them, which we have a motion and a second on the floor to do that, all in favor of voting on both of them, say aye. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did you make the motion to approach them simultaneously or approve them?
Approve them.
Made a motion to approve them. Okay, that's the motion to approve both projects.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand, say aye. What do we got?
Raise them up.
Raise your hands up and say aye so we can get a count.
Four.
Okay, got four. All opposed, raise your hand, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
4-3. Motion carries.
Thank you, folks.
We'll be back with the rezone.
Thank you.
I should point out before we leave, it's the only restaurant that we're out in front of that.
Okay.
You don't have any friends?
Do we need to make a motion for that? Would anyone please entertain a motion for a 5-minute break?
So moved.
So moved.
Second? All in favor of a 5-minute break? Raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
5-minute break.